This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
We know him as the winner of MasterChef Australia Season 4 back in 2012. He's back as one of the three brand new judges for MasterChef Back to Win, which premieres this Monday evening. Welcome to the show, Andy Allen.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to our chat. How are you guys been?
Oh, pretty fabulous.
Well, I'm in lockdown. We're doing well. Look, Andy, before your MasterChef experience, you were an electrician. Tell us how your life changed since your big win.
Massively, mate. So back in 2012, I was dared off one of my best mates to go on the show. Found myself on the show, then went through the show and somehow won it. And it instantly changed from there. My love for food just absolutely exploded. And then I met a little food company called The Three Blue Ducks, who had one restaurant at the time in Bronte. And I decided to go down that road. And here I am 8 years later. We've got five restaurants,
you know,
which have been affected by COVID-19, but we won't talk about that yet. And now being back on MasterChef as one of the new judges, I'm super chuffed and super honoured. And I can't wait for you guys to see it.
I love Three Blue Ducks. And you've got the restaurant there in Byron Bay where my daughter lives. It's our favourite place to go.
Yeah, so we have the restaurant on site at the farm up there, which is lovely. It's built on 88 acres of land. So,
yes.
You know, we raise our own pigs, chickens. We have 6 acres of veggies and things like that. But unfortunately at the moment, the doors are shut and we're eagerly waiting to reopen and start trading again.
Yeah, touchy subject. But so this year is called Back to Win. It's not just home chefs anymore. These 24 contestants have done the show before, is that right?
Yeah.
Like, are they working in the food industry? They have different challenges going. What do we expect to see?
So basically handpicked the best of the best from the last 11 years. There's people like Ho, who's one of the biggest names in Australia's food industry. She was on season one. She came second. And they asked her and she was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go back and I'm going to have another crack. So it's pretty much all of your favourites, 24 of your favourites from the last 11 seasons who have come back. They've obviously gone out into the industry and honed their craft. They're all working in food in some way, shape or form, which is really exciting for me to be a new judge on the season because the food is unbelievable. You can imagine when they get the amateurs in, like I was one day, that the food kind of starts out not so good and ramps right up. The food from day one on this thing has been absolutely amazing. So,
well, I've always wanted to do a series called Second Rate MasterChef because I sabotage everything I do in the kitchen deliberately. I just don't like cooking. Like I never season anything if I have to do it. I always burn or undercook if it's like chicken. I even add a little bit of salt to coffee. And see, my husband now, 20 years on, I'm not asked to even go in the kitchen. Do you think this might work?
I reckon you've done the right thing. My fiance is a little bit like you. She struggles to boil water and not burn it. Currently in the shower at the moment, so it's probably a good time to bag her out. She's found someone who loves to cook, and it sounds like you've done the same thing, hopefully.
That's true. We call him Wayne Jella after his goddess Nigella. His name's, we always do. It's great. But look, we are talking about MasterChef, and this is, you've already had a chance to go back to MasterChef as a professional in the immunity challenge last year. Is that giving you a sense of what the poor contestants are up against?
I think the guys, when they walked in, you know, they didn't know what to expect. The first episode, they waltz on into the MasterChef kitchen and standing there is Gordon Ramsay. So he's the first.
I love that dude. I love him.
You can't prepare yourself for that. You cannot prepare yourself you can't prepare yourself for that because he's about 6'5". He's a big man. He comes with a lot of reputation.
Yeah.
But all of that, man, he was just such a legend to be on the first week of the series. He's so passionate about MasterChef Australia. He's very vocal that it is the best cooking competition in the world. And knowing that it was back to win, he was blown away by the food that he received on week one. So, yeah, it's good stuff.
What is it like for the producers there? Like, knowing that he's, like, is he really as gobby as he is on his own shows?
So that was the first time I'd ever met Gordon. He was the most lovely man ever. He was very interested on what myself, Melissa, and also Jock have been doing. Jock actually used to work with him in one of his restaurants, so they had a bit of a connection.
He's hot, that Scottish chef.
Oh, ooh. You like Jock, do you?
Yeah, I think he's all right.
I'll let him know tomorrow that you fancy him.
Everything was fine there, but do you have any secrets then for who else will be visiting the kitchen this year?
Look, I can't give away too much because we are still filming. I think the biggest draw card this year is the contestants themselves. These are guys who all of the public have fallen in love with, at least one of them somewhere along the line in the last 11 years. And I think the best thing about the food, I think everyone's expecting really fancy food because they've all gone out into the industry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's not the case. The thing that I've been blown away by is just the amount of really tasty home-style cooking food that they produce on the show this year. It's really relatable, and I'm really excited to share that with Australia because I think that's what MasterChef is all about, is the family sitting down, watching it as a family, you know, maybe taking some inspiration from a dish. And yeah, I think that's very relevant this year, which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Look, you did talk about the other judges before. There's three brand new judges, yourself. You got Melissa and Jock.
Yep.
Did you guys have a little team building beforehand, get to know each other? Is someone going to play the baddie?
The weird thing was, and this kudos to the production because they obviously know what they're doing because we do get on like a house on fire. But I'd only met Jock twice previously to them announcing that we were going to be two of the new judges. Either of us had never met Melissa before, and then we get put in this room and to announce that we're going to be the next three judges of MasterChef. And it was just such a ballsy move, but it just shows how much they know, because we do get on like a house on fire. We obviously have a common love of just absolutely living and breathing food. We used to go around to each other's houses for lunch and get along with each other's partners and all that sort of stuff. So it's a great vibe between the three judges, and I think that's something that with the other judges they definitely had. They were super tight, and it's just... Yep. Just luck has it that we now, us three new judges, are also super tight also.
The chemistry's there.
And a lot better looking.
Now, we are in some crazy times. I think you were touching on that with the fact that obviously you can't go to their places for lunch anymore. But let us know. Tell us, everybody, what is your pantry meal? Now that we are isolated, we can't get everything. What's your go-to pantry meal?
I have been in isolation on the weekends. We're still filming at the moment, by the way. So, just to touch on that, we are taking all the precautions and all of the government advice to be able to keep filming. We're an essential business, in terms of entertainment, and production is essential. So that's good for us because we were really worried that we'd have to cease filming halfway through the series.
Yeah.
So it's going to be it's noted on the series that we are going through these times because you see the contestants standing 2 meters apart. You see the judges standing 2 meters apart. It's not the usual setup, but it is the life that we live in now. We want to continue filming. I, on the weekends, like you guys, are locked away in my apartment in Fitzroy, and I spent about 20 hours in the kitchen over the last weekend just because I can. So it is a nice time, and I'm looking at my pantry now. I reckon I'm cooking, I don't know about you guys, I'm cooking so much like comfort food at the moment. Is anyone else eating a lot of pasta, a lot of lasagna, a lot of pizza? I've started to make my own sourdough and things like that. So it's all of the things that take time that I'm able to cook now, which is a nice feeling.
Well, that's excellent. Look, you did say we are going through some tough times and you guys make a living from the restaurant industry, and we are actually told we're not to go. How's it affecting the industry? Are we going to be able to bounce back from this?
Look, I don't want to sound doomsy. I really do want to be positive about this, but I don't think it's going to be the same for a long, long time. I think for the industry itself, we've still got the worst to see. The worst is to come. Mm. I mentioned to you before we're on air, you know, we've closed all of our 5 venues, which it's a process, but it's, you know, it happened in a couple of days. It's not just like coming back in and flicking on a light switch and being able to reopen. It costs a lot of money to start again, basically.
Yeah.
And I don't think that people understand what that's going to be like. I don't think that there's going to be that same revenue and that same amount of customers from day one that we had prior to closing our doors. I think it's going to be a slower burn than people think.
But
hey, we are the hospitality industry. It's a bloody hard industry,
mm-hmm.
anyway. We're all quite stubborn, quite tough, quite resilient. And I'm sure that we're going to get through this, and we'll see the other side of it.
Oh, you have been great. We're so glad to have an old favourite like MasterChef back on our screens to get us through this. MasterChef Back to Win premieres this Monday evening at 7:30 on Channel 10. Then airs 5 nights a week and you can catch it all on 10play. Andy Allen, all the best with the new gig. I'm so glad you're there. I'm so glad you're still kicking them out. We can't wait to watch.
Yep. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate the chat, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you.
We will. Thank you.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.